Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of December 2023. Camp Courageous had one of the largest weeks ever for holiday parties, with hundreds and hundreds of campers attending. My precious moment was when a little camper looked up at Santa and said, "I love you, Santa." It melted everyone's heart, especially Santa. You will see in the pictures on the front page of the next camp's newsletter on our website that wonderful moment. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Beginning of the week was dedicated to our youth for holiday parties this week. We had special education classes coming from over 2 hours away to enjoy a fun day at Camp Courageous, from swimming in the pool to dancing. And then the end of the week, we had over 300 campers coming from mostly group homes and facilities from throughout the area. So huge, huge parties. A big thank you to Jeff and Joanne Hintz for being Santa's little special assistant. And the New Horizons Band did an incredible job for the adult party. They created a beautiful atmosphere for everyone, and the building, Durgan Pavilion, was bursting at the seams. Next year, we're going to move it back to the main lodge because of the turnout was so huge this year. It takes over 100 volunteers to help out with all these holiday parties, so a big thank you to all those that came out and volunteered and was a part of this very, very special week. A huge thank you also goes out to our friend Steve Kolasch from Bancroft, Iowa. Steve's son, Danny, was a camper here at Camp Courageous, and Steve brought down 3 brand new hospital beds. His son, Danny, had muscular dystrophy and passed away at the age of 29 a few months ago. In his obituary, it was written, "Danny enjoyed 1 week each summer attending Camp Courageous in Monticello, Iowa, from 2000 to 2019, where he met lifelong friends and got into a lot of mischief. Going to camp brought the biggest smiles to Danny's face, as he could be just like other kids. It was always a week to be remembered, and he looked forward to it each year." A big thank you to Danny's family for all that they continue to do for Camp Courageous. The 2024 camper application material is now available online. You can go online and obtain all that information, fill out all the necessary application procedures, and get all lined up. Adult campers and travel trips was available starting December 4th, and our children's and our youth program will begin January 15th. So you want to get on that as soon as possible, because those dates fill up really quick. A big thank you to our good friends at the Cedar Falls Amvet Riders, who delivered a huge load of supplies to the camp, big supporters of the camp for a long time, and I know the campers always enjoy when they come down with their motorcycles. Also, a thank you to our friends at International Paper. We had the opportunity to go to International Paper in Cedar Rapids, the Cedar River Mill. Had a wonderful tour of the place. Megan Shuck does a beautiful job as communications specialist, and they support a lot of charities, including Camp Courageous. What amazed me are they are the largest 100% recycled paper mill outside of China. So an incredible honor for the people of this area to have a facility like that. And a lot of their employees are great volunteers here at Camp Courageous. Also, a thank you to the Jones County Community Foundation, part of the Dubuque Community Foundation, for their support of the Trail Project here at Camp Courageous and a lot of other projects throughout Jones County. A great organization. Also had a wonderful evening with our good friends Carol and Dale Rammelsberg. They live at Methwick Manor in Cedar Rapids. Been involved in camp for decades and decades. And a big congratulations out to Robin Mixdorf and the staff at Methwick for the exceptional facilities they have there, extremely well maintained. And we want to wish Robin the very best as she plans to retire in March of 2024. I've had the privilege of sitting on boards and committees with Robin. She is just an exceptional person, a real loss for our good friends at Methwick and for the whole area as she retires. Camp Courageous has a couple excellent garage sales going on right now. We have a sale right here at camp in our main lodge. The winter sale here at Camp Courageous is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Wednesdays from 9 to 6. and the first Saturday of each month. And up at the Manchester Garage Sale, they're open 9 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Also on Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. So if you want to do some holiday shopping, those are the places to go. A big reminder, we really would be grateful if you could vote for Camp Courageous in the Cedar Rapids Gazette Gives Back program. You can go to thegazette.com/givesback and vote for Camp Courageous. All that voting gives Camp Courageous the opportunity to have free advertisement throughout the year with the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Great program, and we appreciate all that the Cedar Rapids Gazette does for Camp Courageous and so many other wonderful charities in the area. You think about a stocking stuffer, we got just the item for you. We're coming to the final days of the raffle for our Fiat. It's a beautiful Fiat 500, and it will be raffled off the last day of the year, December 31st. The last opportunity to buy a ticket will be December 30th at 12 noon. So you got to get your tickets real soon here, but they'll make a great stocking stuffer for all our friends. Also, Camp Courageous fruitcakes are still available. We're in the final few that we have left, so we encourage you to go and get those fruitcakes as soon as possible. Our need of the week is any type of paper products, from bath tissue, paper towels, and we also need garbage bags. 13-gallon and 60-gallon garbage bags are a huge need. Another huge need here at Camp Courageous, of course, is Camp Courageous counselors. We're always looking for camp counselors throughout the year, especially in the summertime. If you or someone you know would be interested in being a wonderful Camp Courageous counselor, just let us know. We also have an internship program where you can get college credit for being here. Nicest facility. We do volunteers and we also do paid staff, and we're the best paid pretty much in the Midwest as far as camps. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous during the holidays. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.